The FBI in Peace and War. Another great transcribed story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, 45 Automatic.
Okay, this is where he said in front of the drugstore. What time you got?
Couple minutes off.
Oh, he'll be here. Look, Finney, while I'm in the car with him, you watch out for cops, understand?
Yeah, I'll watch out.
If they ever pick this guy up, he'd get 10 years for what he's got in that car.
No kidding.
Maybe more. Listen, I was with Harry when he bought that .22 pistol. The guy showed Harry a whole suitcase full of stuff.
You're not going to get a .22, are you, Ray?
What do I look like?
I didn't think you would.
I'm going to get something that'll show Mr. Loudmouth where he gets off once and for all.
Harry?
Yeah, Harry. Him and that .22, waving it around like he's got a gun or something, telling everybody else what to do. I'm fed up with Harry.
Me too.
Yeah, a lot of guys are. Time to change the whole setup. Sooner the better.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah?
Is that the car?
Yeah, that's it. You stay here and keep your eyes open, understand?
Okay, Ray.
Hop in, kid.
Okay.
All right, now, let's make it fast. What do you got in mind?
I want to get an automatic, 32 or even better.
I've only got a couple of things tonight. Look in the bottom of the suitcase. You can handle them down there.
Oh, I don't have to. That's what I want, that one right there. That's a 45, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Brand new.
How much?
$125.
What?
Well, you can have the 32 for less. It's not as good.
125?
But... yeah. How much dough have you got with you?
50. I thought I could...
What are you wasting my time for, kid?
Well, Harry only paid 50. I thought maybe I
Come
could...
on, beat it, sonny. I got two more calls tonight.
Wait a second. I want that gun. Would you take the 50?
Get out, kid. Make it fast.
Listen, I want the gun. If I get the 125...
When you get it, call me. Come on, step out.
Look, don't sell that. When will you hear from me, huh?
What did you get, Ray?
I didn't get anything, but he's got something I want. Look, Finney, we got to get hold of $125, and we got to get it fast.
$125?
Yeah.
Where will we get that kind of money, Ray?
I don't know yet, but we're going to get it someplace, I'll tell you that much.
One of the most serious crime problems in the country today is the teenage gang. In many gangs, the leader is the boy who has managed to procure a pistol and is willing to use it. Many of the pistols sold to these boys are stolen on the waterfront from overseas shipments, and as such, they are local police problems. But one consignment of pistols was U.S. government property, bound for an army base in Europe. 100 military model 1911 A1 pistols, 45 caliber automatic, were stolen. And this brought our bureau into the case.
What are we coming to? Babies, practically, and they hold up a filling station with guns. Look, not even 16, this one in the picture.
Oh, he's dumb. He shouldn't have got caught.
Vinny, what a thing to say.
You got another piece of that Danish, Mrs. Huber?
Of course.
I can't pay you till the end of the week.
I'm worried. I'm going out of business.
Okay, then give me a little more coffee, too, huh?
Oh, Vinny, you shouldn't drink so much coffee. A boy your age.
All right, I'll go down to the corner of the beer parlor and get tanked up instead.
Please, don't ever joke about a thing like that.
Daddy doesn't care if I do.
Vinny... that is your Aunt Dorothy. You should not call.
She doesn't care where I go. I can come in any time of the night I want. 2 or 3 o'clock if I want to.
Minnie, your Aunt Dorothy is not a well person. She has children of her own.
Yeah, I know.
She tries hard. You mustn't make it even harder for
okay,
her.
Okay, forget it, Mrs. Huber.
They could have put you in the children's refuge or someplace like that.
Yeah, I know.
A woman like your Aunt Dorothy has a lot of problems. The neighborhood is changing. We got hoodlums now. Boys with guns and gangs fighting each other. Vinny, you should be careful who your friends are these days. You know what I mean?
Sure, Mrs. Huber.
Your mother was such a fine woman. So good.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'd better get going before that lunch mob gets in here. Send me a bill next week, Mrs. Huber.
Vinny, promise me you'll keep away from hoodlums.
Okay.
Especially that Ray Wilson.
Now, look, Ray's my friend.
He's bad, Vinny. Everybody knows
it. Look, Mrs. Huber, you run your lunch counter. Don't try to run me.
I'm sorry. I only meant it for the best.
I know what you meant. Dottie's the same way. Just because Ray's been picked up a couple of times, you're all down on him.
Believe me, Vinny, it's only because you are my friend.
Yeah, yeah, sure. That's the kind of talk Dottie gives me. I can take care of myself, Mrs. Huber. I'm not a kid anymore.
Several weeks after the case of army pistols was stolen, a young boy held up a filling station, was caught, and was found to be carrying an army automatic. The boy claimed that he found the pistol in an empty lot. Prolonged questioning by local police failed to make him change this part of his story.
An empty lot and the cops swallowed that story.
You think the guy got the gun from your friend, Ray?
I don't know where he got it. Somebody like that shouldn't go around waving a gun if he doesn't know how to use it.
You're not kidding.
And his picture right on the front page of the paper. You think he did something besides louse up a filling station job?
Ah, the papers will print anything.
You can say that again.
Hey, it's 8 o'clock, Ray. We're going down to see Harry and the boys.
For what? I'm fed up with Harry.
He was asking me today why we didn't come around more.
We'll be around when it's time to tell Mr. Wise Guy where to get off.
Hey, Ray, why don't you go right up to him?
I don't have to. All I need is that 45. That'll do the talking.
Yeah, yeah, I guess it will.
Benny, I've been working on an idea how to get that $125.
Yeah?
Yeah. Be easy. All we gotta do is walk in and take it. But you gotta help.
We work together, don't we?
Yeah, that's what I figured. So what you gotta do is go in his place just before closing time and leave the basement door open. We'll come that night and take what we want. Now, could you do that?
Well, I guess so. Depends on where we go.
Mrs. Huber's store.
What?
Mrs. Huber's store. It'll be a cinch, Vinny. You're in the place a couple of times a day. All you gotta do
is... Not Mrs. Huber's, Ray. Someplace else.
What's the matter with Mrs. Huber's?
Nothing, but... It's right in the neighborhood. Everybody knows us.
What do you think we're gonna do? Wear neon lights when we go in?
No, but you know what I mean.
Sure, I know. You're 98% chicken.
That's not so. All I meant
was like... Maybe Grandma Huber's too good for the little fella, huh? Gives him free lunch all the time. Maybe he's got a soft spot for the old biddy.
Maybe I have, Ray.
Okay, forget about it.
Right, listen, there are plenty of other stores.
Forget it. Why do you care if we get the 45? You don't want it.
Sure I do.
You just want to follow Harry around like all the rest of the dumb punks.
I do not.
Sure you do. Look, I could go up to Harry right now and say, you see this 45, loudmouth, this belongs to Vinny and me.
Huh?
Well, you didn't think I was getting the 45 just for myself, did you?
Well, sure I did.
You're doing half the job to get the money. You got half the gun, haven't you?
Boy... I didn't think.
Yeah, I know. I gotta do all the thinking for both of us. I'll see you tomorrow, Vinny. I'm going downtown.
Well, wait a second, Ray.
Nah, you don't want to come. I'm gonna have a couple of beers with some big boys.
Well, I could use a couple of beers.
Oh, you're underage, sonny. I'll see you later.
Ray.
Time for your bed, you...
Hey, Ray, listen. Couldn't we try some other place? I'll go in any store you want.
I like Mrs. Hubris. It's convenient. I like to do business locally.
She's been good to me, Ray. I can't help it
Neither
if I don't...
Neither can I. You want a piece of that gun, okay. If you don't, that's up to you. Just don't take too long to think it over.
When our bureau entered the case, we began an investigation down at the pier where the pistols had been stolen. Agent Reynolds, after a long and detailed briefing by local police, got a job as a longshoreman, and let it be known around the hiring halls that he had a criminal record. The foreman of an unloading crew seemed to be interested in a man with a record.
So you served time, huh?
Yeah.
How come they gave you an okay to work?
Why not? I got a sob story that'll tear your heart out. All I want is a chance to work, mister. I want to level off and go straight.
They swallow that, huh?
Sure. You see, my trouble is I come from a busted-up family, and I couldn't get past the second grade in reform school.
All right. I get the idea. How about a quick one before we get back?
Sure.
Two more of the same, Gus. Where were you sent up, Dave?
Greenhaven, upstate New York.
What for?
A loft job. Somebody got careless, and I walked into a cop. I had 6 mink coats, 3 under each arm. I got 5 years for that one.
Pretty expensive mink coats, huh?
Figure it out yourself. 10 months for each coat.
Ah, you're okay, Davy. At least you don't beef about a little stretch like some guys.
What's the beef about? I put on 10 pounds that trip.
Well, let's hope you don't have to go back, huh?
Well, I don't wake steadier than I am now. There's no telling.
They don't keep you busy on your pier?
3-4 days a week.
Maybe I could use you where I am.
You got a lot of weight?
Yeah, but not all of it's unloading freight.
How about something where I sit down for 8 hours?
No, I haven't got anything like that, but maybe there'll be some night work.
Overtime?
No.
Oh. Night work.
Uh-huh. Interested?
I might be.
Okay. Come around and see me after you're through today. Maybe something will turn up. Come on, guys. Shake it up with those drinks, will you?
While Agent Reynolds was setting up a friendly relationship with the pier boss, local police were keeping a close watch on the teenage gangs. Even the high schools were put under surveillance.
Hey, Benny. Oh, hiya, Ray. What are you doing down this end of the hall?
Waiting for you. I want to talk to you.
I can't now, Ray. I got to go down for study period.
Skip it. You're bright enough.
No, I can't. They take the roll down there.
I want to talk to you, Benny. Anybody in a chemistry lab now?
I don't think so. But honestly, Ray, I'd
go back to study period in a couple of minutes.
All right, but they got that Miss Coffey down there, and she'll start asking questions.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
She's tough, that Miss Coffey. Last time
Never mind, Miss Coffey. You know what I want to see you about.
Ray.
You didn't find out about that basement door.
Ray, I can't go up to her and say, is there a key in the basement door, Mrs. Huber?
Don't be a Weisenheimer, Vinny.
Well, you gotta give me time to work this out my way.
You had since Monday. How long is it gonna take you?
I don't know. I gotta figure some excuse to go down there.
Look, Vinny, maybe you don't want to come in on this 45 with me.
Maybe that's the trouble.
Sure I do, but what's all the rush?
There's no rush.
I'm just beginning to get the idea you're trying to back out on a deal.
Who's trying to back out? All I'm doing...
I know what you're doing. You're stalling.
That's a lie. I was in a place yesterday right up until closing time.
Okay, what did you do?
Well, I was there. I was trying to figure an angle.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to give you an angle. Either you set this thing up today or get out and I'll handle it alone.
Ray.
I'm tired of fooling around with you, Vinny. If I'd known you haven't got any guts, I'd never...
Don't you ever say that.
Hey, what are you grabbing hold of me for? You want a good clout in the head?
Look, don't say that, understand?
Let go, Vinny. Okay, now. You just cut out the stall and you set this up quick, you understand? This is the last chance I'm giving you, Vinny. I mean it.
For several days, Agent Reynolds had meetings with the pier boss, and it was obvious that he was being looked over and his story checked. Finally, he was taken to meet someone higher up, undoubtedly the last step before he would be given a job to do.
Okay, Dave, I'm glad Al brought you up here. We'll have some work for you pretty soon.
Thanks. Don't make it too long. I need the money.
You'll hear from us.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
So, what do you think?
Oh, I guess he's all right. You need him, huh?
Yeah, he's new down in the docks. Nobody's asking him a lot of questions.
They're still coming around about that case of stuff from the Army?
Sure, every day some cop is nosing around.
Okay, maybe it's a good idea using somebody new.
I thought so. When do you want him?
Pretty soon. I'm getting a lineup on something that's going to South America.
Guns?
Uh-huh.
That guy up at that factory in Bridgeport give you the tip?
Yeah.
He's worth what you pay him, isn't he?
Yeah, he's worth it. It'll be a nice fat shipment. Automatics. The kind of stuff kids go for. Mm.
With pearl handles?
Maybe.
How to get a real good price?
Sure, a kid'll do anything for that kind of merchandise. That's why we're in business.
I have another hunk of Danish, Mrs. Huber.
Oh, listen, you've had enough Danish for 10 boys. And anyway, it's closing time. I got to go home and make supper for Mr. Huber.
Well, you can close up.
I just want to sit here a little while.
All right. I can't chase away my best customer. But your Aunt Dorothy will be wondering where you are.
She won't miss me. Don't worry.
Vinny.
She won't.
Oh, all right. I won't argue with you.
Mrs. Hubert.
Yes?
If you want to take that stuff down to the basement, I'll help you.
This doesn't go downstairs. It goes in the freezer. Vinny, why do you keep talking about the basement? What's so interesting in the basement?
Nothing's interesting. I just wanted to help, that's all.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about what? If you want me to go home, go ahead. Kick me out.
You can stay as long as you want.
Go on, kick me out. I'm used to it.
What's the matter, Vinny? What's bothering you?
Nothing's bothering me. I can take care of myself.
Of course you can, but something's the matter ever since you came in tonight.
Here's half a dollar. Never mind the change. I'll get out.
Vinny, don't say things like that, please.
Go on, open the door.
What is it? What are you trying to tell me? Vinny.
If you've got a lot of cash in the store, take it home, Mrs. Hubert.
What?
Don't leave any money here tonight.
Why, Vinny?
Because there's going to be a robbery, that's why.
A robbery?
Yeah, a robbery. Two guys are going to come in here tonight.
You, Vinny?
Yeah, me and Ray Wilson.
Oh, no.
I gotta do it. Don't ask me why. Just get your money out of here. Nobody be hurt. We'll try someplace else next time.
You were going to rob my store, Vinny?
I just said so, didn't I? Now take your cash out of here and leave the basement door open. You hear me, Mrs. Huber?
Yes, I hear you.
Well, all right. Are you gonna do it?
Yes. But first, can't we talk a little bit?
No, I haven't got anything to say to you.
Maybe not. But please...
I haven't got anything to say to you or anybody.
Yes, you have. Sit down, Vinny, and we'll talk.
Within a short time after Agent Reynolds had been accepted by the pier boss and the gun peddler, he got a call to do a job for them. The place was the waterfront. The target was a South American freight ship with a case of guns aboard.
You keep your eyes open, Dave. I'll try the gate.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's good. I thought we'd have to work on it.
Why work when you got a friend that can leave it open? You see that clock up in the warehouse?
11:30.
Oh. They'll be here in a couple of minutes.
Okay. Is the stuff on board?
No, it's right on the pier. But it isn't marked guns. His contact up in Bridgeport told him how it's marked.
Who's he got up there?
I don't know. That's his business. All we gotta do is get the stuff out of here.
Suits me. I don't want to be in his end of the business.
Why not? He's got the gravy.
Every sale, he's taking a chance. Some con gets caught with one of his guns and that's it.
Maybe he don't just sell to cons.
Who else?
Kids. He's got contacts in some of those high schools over near River Street.
Yeah?
There's real dough in that stuff.
Kids?
Sure. We got a case of Army 45s a couple of months ago. He unloaded those things 125 apiece.
Maybe I'm wrong about that end of the business, huh?
Maybe you are. That's his car. Come on. Hello, Benny.
Hello, Al. Dave.
Hi.
We're all set, Benny. The gate's open. I got the truck parked over there.
Okay. Now, the case you're looking for will be labeled to Garcia and Company, San Salvador. It'll say machinery, and here's the invoice number.
Okay, we'll take care of it.
Benny.
Yeah?
Where do we take this stuff?
Al knows where to take it.
What do you care where it goes?
I just thought I could save myself some trouble later. Put up your hands, both of you. You're under arrest. FBI.
Come off it, Dick.
Don't make a phony move, Al, or I'll shoot. Okay, Steve. There are two other agents watching you, Benny. Don't move.
Okay, Dave. We'll take them in our car.
What's the idea of this? You haven't got anything on us.
How about a case of Army automatics, Al? We'd like to find out who those high school kids are, Benny. That ought to be pretty interesting. All right, let's go.
Even before we began to question Al Stearns and Benny Haber, we found a sales notebook in Haber's pocket with the names of his high school contacts. These names were immediately given to the local police, and a roundup of teenage gun carriers got underway.
Benny!
Benny.
All right, I've been waiting. I thought maybe...
Never mind what you thought. You see any cops out there?
No, what's the matter?
Oh, plenty. The whole neighborhood is full of prowl cars. They're picking up everybody.
What for?
I don't know. Guns, probably. They got Harry and Joe Dennis. I'm getting out of here for a while. You better come with me.
Why? We didn't do anything.
Don't be a jerk. They'll get you downtown and start asking questions. You went out with us in that liquor store deal.
All I did was wait outside in the car.
What's the difference? You want to spend a couple of years in reform school?
No, but...
All right, then we'll get out. You haven't got any money, have you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Let's hope there's enough in Mrs. Huber's place. You left that basement door open, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
What?
I didn't leave it open. Listen.
All right, you didn't. We'll have to break it open. Come on, let's get moving.
Ray, I got to talk to you about Mrs. Huber.
We haven't got time to talk. We got to get out of here.
Ray, listen to me.
Come on, we haven't got all night. Well, are you coming or aren't you?
Okay, I'm coming.
Okay, I gotta sit down a minute. You look around, see if you can find anything to bust that lock. Well, go on, what are you standing there for?
Ray, let's try someplace else. I don't want to go into Mrs. Huber's.
Go find a rock or a board, Vinny. I haven't got time to argue with you.
It's no use going in there anyway. There isn't any money there tonight.
How do you know?
I just know there isn't. Let's try someplace else, Ray. Anywhere you like, but not here.
How do you know there isn't any money there?
She told me she was taking it home tonight.
Oh, she told you.
Yeah. Listen, Ray.
What did you do? Ask her what she does with her money nights? Or did you...
Ray.
Did you tell her to take it home? Did you?
Ray, she's been awful good to me.
I mean... You told her. You stinking little jerk. You told her to take her money home, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that does it. That does it, Vinny. I'm going to fix you up so you'll never cross another friend as long as you live.
Ray, I'll go anyplace else with you.
Thanks, I don't want you.
Ray, put away the knife, please. I didn't cross you.
You're nothing but a two-timing little jerk.
Please, Ray, don't hurt me.
I'm going to fix you, Benny, for good. I'm going to fix you so you'll never cross anybody again.
Hey, you two. What are you doing down there?
Cops, don't move.
Put the spotlight on it, Sam.
I'm getting out of here, but I'll be back for you someday. Don't worry.
All right, boys, come up out of there.
Ray, wait for me.
Stop, you two. Stop or we'll shoot.
Ray, wait for me. I'll kill him with you. Wait for me!
As a result of the police roundup of teenagers, we were able to build a perfect case against the gun-peddling ring. One of the teenagers, Ray Wilson, was wounded in attempting to escape from the police. And another, 15-year-old Vincent Daly, escaped and disappeared from the city. The prosecution of the gun ring resulted in long jail terms for Benny Haver and Al Stearns. Among the teenagers, the wounded Ray Wilson received a term of 1 year for his part in a liquor store holdup. Our books are closed on a case of 45 automatics.
This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War, and the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.